DM8DAD. It sounds very good. You're 5'9". It sounds it sounds really good. I have to say. Now, I was listening to the conversation you were having about HOAs, and I kind of had to chuckle because I have an HOA in my neighborhood, but they pretty much don't care anymore. They pretty much gave up on enforcing any restrictions. It's like, you know, they have these restrictions. Nobody's supposed to park in their driveways. They're supposed to park in their garage. Everybody parks in their driveways. Nobody's supposed to have a TV aerial. I have a TV antenna on the roof, and I have a ham antenna on the roof. And, they've pretty much gotten to the point where we've been there 20 years, and as long as we pay our dues every year, they pretty much don't care what we do.
Yeah, roger. When I was living in Dallas, North Dallas, in the home of the Lay's Potato Chip Company, that was Plano, Texas, we lived in an HOA that had finally dispersed, completely dispersed. And first thing a guy did went out and put about a 40-foot tall Yagi. And it drew a lot of attention, but nobody could do anything about it. I just told him, more power to you. I recently moved here from Forestburg, Texas, to Langsburg. I can't get out of being a burger, I guess. But we're on a private lake here, and their HOA is going to hang around for a while. I'm quite sure of it. In fact, I would bet money it'll be here long after I'm gone, because they want everything prim and proper and like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know a lot of them are like that, and they just they want to enforce their rules at least for a while. I think after a few years, you might be surprised that they kind of relax on things, because once they get people moved into the subdivisions and they pretty much get most of the property sold off. They don't care much, but. Interesting, my former boss's daughter just moved back up here from Dallas. She was a licensed PT, a physical therapist. She moved down there because there was a lot more work down in Texas, and it paid a lot better. And my former boss ended up getting quite ill, pancreatitis, so she moved back up here to take care of him. So she just moved all of her stuff up here from Dallas in August. Back to you.
Well, we may have followed them up here. We pulled into the driveway up here August 29th, I believe. We bought the house in April, and it's kind of hard to find a house in this location. The houses here were built in the 80s. They're 40 years old, but the people have really kept them up and have updated them. So it was kind of like, well, if I can live 1 mile from our daughter and son-in-law, grandson, granddaughter, we better do it. So we did it, and we let the contractor have the house for about 5 months. He fixed it up for us, made it kind of like what we were moving out of. But I got to tell you, Texas is a wonderful place. It is a great group of people. I was a member of the club. In fact, I was a past president, treasurer, chief cook and bottle washer of the Montague County Amateur Radio Club. So I had to reset there. Anyway, it was a little bit sad to move, but it's also been very good. So it's all paid off. NADO. Back to KMHDAD.
Penetrating
NADO from KM8DAD. Yeah, I'm pleased to hear that you had a good club down there. And you hear so much, and of course on the internet, everybody complains, and you hear all about all these old ham clubs are bad and all these bad. We started our own little club up in St. John's. I don't want to call it little. It is brand new. It actually started this year. and just a couple guys up there, you know, one person got a hold of me and wanted to start a club, and I don't know how it happened, but I ended up being treasurer of the club, because I think there was about four or five of us in the whole club, but, you know, we're really excited about, you know, being able to do, you know, just different programs and get people introduced to the hobby. I mean, I've been interested in ham radio since I was a teenager. I got into Skywarn and listened to 2-meter repeaters and got my tech ticket at the ripe old age of 57. So, you know, I mean, there's always the interest out there, and I love promoting the hobby.
Yeah, Roger that. That's what it's about. It's about keeping this hobby alive and moving in the direction that, you know, when we need to pick up more kids, more youngsters that have an interest, especially if they're interested in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. But anyway, I'm digressing now. I'm glad to be here. Not a member of any clubs yet, and I've just been building up my ham radio bunker, I call it, and getting everything on the air and ready for who knows what. That's what we're supposed to do, always ready. All right, I'm going to let you take it back, and I'm going to log you, even though I don't normally log VHS, but I'm going to log you, and you might even get a, well, if I had your email, you might get a QSL card.